Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast where we ask questions to the nation on a different topic from Monday all the way through to Friday. Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's Thursday, which means it's Quiz of Your Life Day, and it's the turn of comedian and writer Catherine Bohart. Hello again, Catherine.
Hello.
So as with our usual quizzes, we'll play for 15 points. We've compiled 12 questions all about you, from first jobs to last meals and everything in between. Question number one. Your favourite book is Convenience Store Woman by Sayaka Murata. But for question number one, which supermarket chain has the slogan "Shop Differently"?
Oh, that is a leap.
I told you.
Let me see. Shop differently.
I have to say that differently is spelt with an I at the end.
Oh, come on. Aldi?
Ugh. Correct. Well, okay. It gets harder. Question number two. The biggest celebrity from your hometown is Colin Farrell.
You know it.
So for question number two, in which 2014 crime drama series did Colin Farrell star alongside Vince Vaughn as Detective Ray Velcoro?
True Detective?
Correct. The answer is True Detective. Your first job was as a bus attendant for an airport bus line. So for question number three, the bomb on the bus in the 90s movie Speed would ignite after hitting 50 miles per hour and then explode once it went under 50 miles per hour. But what is 50 miles per hour in kilometres per hour?
Pretty sure that if you run 5 miles, you've run 8 kilometres. So 80.
The correct answer is 80.
Yes.
If you could be any animal, you say you choose to be a goldfish. But question number four is, can you tell me which common group of larger fish the goldfish descends from?
Of course not. What? That's insane. I don't know.
I guess you're just going to have to name a large fish.
Trout. What? I'm so angry. I can't believe this.
Just never heard someone say trout with so much disdain. Incorrect. The correct answer is carp. Question number five. Your first ever gig was seeing Pink at the Dublin Olympia. Yes, Catherine. Mm-hmm. But what is Pink's real name?
Ooh, I know this. Oh, I feel like it's like Alicia.
Correct. The answer is Alicia Moore. We'll give you Alicia.
Yes.
Question number six. You say your celebrity lookalike is Lindsay Lohan in her post-drugs era, which is completely specific, but I get you.
Yeah, it's like she's old enough to have done them, not looking well enough like she never had, but ultimately, like, there's a regret in her eyes, you know?
So for question number six, which Disney remake did Lindsay Lohan star in alongside Jamie Lee Curtis as a mother and daughter in 2003?
Freaky Friday.
Correct. The correct answer is Freaky Friday.
An absolute classic.
You say your last meal will be a bowl of macaroni and cheese. So for question number seven, if we were to make mac and cheese right now and we followed the BBC Good Food recipe for the best ever macaroni and cheese, which two cheeses would we need? And you need both for the point.
Ooh. Interesting.
I've just been told Rick Stein does it this way.
I'm going to guess that you put a mature cheddar in.
One point, correct. Cheddar, I'll take.
And if I were doing it, and I'm now Rick Stein, but I would do a cheddar and parmesan?
Beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah, Rick Stein's invited you around for dinner. Catherine, yes. Correct answers. Cheddar and parmesan.
What if I don't want to go, though?
I'll go for you. I'll go to Rick Stein's house.
All right, have a nice time. Suddenly I feel left out of the plan I never even wanted to go to. Whose invite is this?
Question number 8. Your first TV job was writing for Frankie Boyle's New World Order. But question number 8 is, which current front bench politician did Frankie Boyle describe as like someone playing a prime minister in an old Spice Girls video?
Boris Johnson?
He's actually talking about Keir Starmer.
Oh, that works too. Yeah, I see it. It works. Yep. Yeah. God, he's good.
That is
very good. Yeah.
That is good. Question number 9. Here's a question about Home Alone, a film you say you could watch over and over again. Which member of the Wet Bandits was subjected to an iron falling down the laundry chute and landing on their face? Classic scene. Harry or Marv?
I think it was Marv.
It was indeed Marv.
Yay! Oh, Marv.
Your final 3 questions, Catherine, will have more than one possible answer. Do you understand?
I do.
Your most recent tour was called Lemon. Mm. But question number 10 is about the fruit. Can you name one variety of lemon? There's about 15. I mean, this is insane. I cannot believe there's this many.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you know all of them. And I'm just bringing up a place for no reason. Is there a Lisbon lemon?
Do you know what? There so is. I just want to look at it, double check. Yeah, it's there. Thank okay. God. I'm going to pick out just a few because there are so many. For people at home, did you get any of these? There is the Yenben lemon, the Bears lemon, Eureka lemon, Villa France lemon, Bush, Citron we know, Avon lemon, and the Buddha's Hand lemon. Excuse me. Question number, don't worry, Lisbon was there, babe. Question number 11. Your favourite holiday was a trip to Lisbon. Lisbon is the second oldest capital city in Europe after Athens. For 2 points, Catherine, can you name 2 of the other 6 European capital cities to have been founded in the BC era?
I mean, let's try. I guess Rome?
Correct! 753 BC. Built.
Great. And we've already said Athens, and we've already said Lisbon. I did do a history degree, and I don't want to embarrass myself if you're like, well, that's the youngest city in Europe.
I can't. Oh, you did a history degree? I expect gold from this answer.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a while ago. We didn't really do like
quiz questions.
Yeah. Essentially what I'm saying,
we're looking for really old capital cities, basically.
I don't think Paris.
Why don't you think Paris?
Do you think I should think Paris?
I just want to know why you don't think Paris.
I'm gonna go Madrid or Paris. I think I'm gonna go Paris.
Correct.
Oh my God, great. What a happy coinkading.
Paris in France, 52 BC it was built. I mean,
really? Okay.
The other answers were Nicosia in Cyprus, Sofia in Bulgaria, Belgrade in Serbia, and Bratislava in Slovakia.
Sofia. That makes sense.
Question number 12, Catherine. This is your final question of the quiz of your life. You started off as an actor and you always wanted to win an Oscar. So, the last 5 winners of the Oscar for Best Actress were Olivia Colman, Frances McDormand, Emma Stone, Renee Zellweger and Brie Larson. But for 3 points, can you name 3 of the films that earned them their awards? Those winners again were Olivia Colman, Frances McDormand, Emma Stone, Renee Zellweger and Brie Larson.
Yeah. Okay, Renee Zellweger, it was Judy?
Correct. Renee Zellweger, Judy.
Olivia Colman was the favourite.
Correct.
And Frances was Three Billboards.
Correct. You've got all 3 points. Just for fun, do you want to give me the other two?
Who were they again?
Emma Stone and Brie Larson.
The Room.
Correct. Brie Larson, Room.
Emma Stone. Oh, I know what it was, and I absolutely hate that film.
Should we say it together?
Yeah. La La Land. I'm sorry, I didn't say it together because I don't need everything to be in time.
I wasn't ready for you to say stupid La La Land. Sorry. So I wasn't ready. But well done, you got your 3 points. But yeah, all of those, all answered. Renee Zellweger, Judy, Olivia Colman, The Favourite, Frances McDormand, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Emma Stone for La La Land, and Brie Larson for Room. Catherine Bohart, at the end of the quiz of your life, your total score is 13 points. It's like you know yourself.
Oh my God, how exciting. That's good. That's something.
We'll talk Catherine through her points right after this break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app
and subscribe now.
Catherine, let's talk about Home Alone being your favourite film of all time.
Yes.
Is it actually?
Favourite film, it wasn't the question though. I think the question was if you had to watch one film for the rest of your life. Did I get that wrong?
No, it was, but I feel like I've done that with Home Alone. I think I've done as many times as I can watch it.
Oh, I like when you get to see, like, I don't know, I really enjoy it. I feel like if I only get to watch one, when do I need to watch a film most? Probably Christmas.
Yeah.
I could go the rest of the time purely on television. What do I want from a Christmas movie? High stakes.
High stakes, yeah.
Family interest, bit of intrigue, an endearing coming of age tale. I love it. I have a Home Alone t-shirt. There's a villain of the piece. You got Buzz. It's so great. And I mean, Catherine O'Hara, I mean, I just won't hear anything against it. I'm sorry. But No.
I hate you. Kind of just reminded me of all the different sort of nuance of greatness that is within the Home Alone film.
If anybody watches Succession, you get to see little Kieran Culkin in there. I mean, it's a real great throwback. I just love it.
Catherine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, that's it for another episode of Quiz Chat Repeat. But don't worry, you can go through the back catalogue and listen to episodes with the likes of Lily Allen, Tom Kerridge, and many, many more. We'll see you tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.